In February 2004, human rights lawyer Somchai Nilapaichit spoke of his concerns over police injustices and brutality in southern Thailand. Somchai accused members of the Thai military of involvement in a raid on an army depot in early 2004 and said that five Muslim men arrested and tortured in jail were innocent. That was to be his final public address. Less than 3 weeks later, Somchai was abducted from the streets of Bangkok, bundled into a car and driven away. He has not been seen since, and his family and fellow activists suspect he is dead. Five police officers were charged with relatively minor offences in connection with the abduction. One was convicted of assault and sentenced to 3 years in prison. The others were acquitted. Somchai Homlaor also is a Thai human rights lawyer and is not related to the missing man. But he says the disappearance is directly linked to the accusations about the torture of the five Muslims, all of whom were cleared of any wrongdoing.
According to informations, and we believe that Somchai was enforced disappears because this issue. He raised this in the courtroom, right? And we believe that some policemen who participated in that torturing might be afraid, right, of being investigated and being prosecuted on the accused of the torturing. And we believe that this is one of the reasons that why some policemen committed the crime against Mr. Somchai.
The disappearance came as the Thai government was cracking down on sectarian violence in southern Thailand. The region is home to much of the country's Muslim minority. The missing lawyer also was a Muslim and was known for challenging the government on its conduct in the south and taking cases of alleged police and military abuse. Last year, Human Rights Watch reported that five Thai prime ministers have acknowledged that police officers had a role in Somchai's abduction. But the ultimate perpetrators have never been brought to justice. Sunai Pasuk, the Human Rights Watch representative in Thailand, says that primarily is because of police resistance.
We have very explicit examples of resistance within the bureaucracy. Say, for example, of the disappearances of some Chinese Pajit and other Muslims from southern Thailand have received no cooperation whatsoever from the Royal Thai Police.
The Ministry of Justice's Department of Special Investigations has primary responsibility for the case. But the National Counter-Corruption Commission also has investigated the officers accused of torturing the five Muslims. Late last year, one of the torture victims disappeared despite being in a witness protection program. Hopes for progress in the investigation rose a year ago, shortly after Prime Minister Apisit Wachachawa took office. He told Somchai's wife in front of a room full of journalists that the investigation would move forward.
Yes, I'll do my very best. I believe that there's a good chance that there will be progress in terms of the investigations.
But Somchai's wife, Ankana Nilapaichit, says she has been let down.
When Apisit became Prime Minister, and I went to have a meeting with him, and I asked him about Somchai case, because I know that he always talk about the many cases of human rights abuse in Thailand, and Somchai is one of the cases. But 1 year has already passed, and I didn't see anything progress.
Human Rights Watch's Sunai Pasuk says despite Mr. Apisit's good intentions, the bureaucracy has thwarted the investigation.
I believe Apisit was genuine and sincere when he first raised his intention to address issues about state-sponsored abuses and impunities. But the reality in Thailand is that to the extent that he couldn't translate his intention into policy. So we have a prime minister who is well-meaning but cannot administer the Thai state mechanism.
Ministry of Justice investigators recently agreed to widen the case and take into account circumstantial evidence, such as mobile phone records. But human rights activists warn the agency must ensure its evidence is strong before going to court or risk having the case collapse. Activists say Somchai Nilapaichit's case is a test of Thailand's commitment to human rights. However, under Thai law, to convict anyone of murder or kidnapping, the prosecutors must either find Somchai or his body. Thus far, no one questioned in the case has helped make that happen. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.